Up today on PT Talker, Chris Johnson, physical therapist out of New York City, joins us to talk about what it's like to use his skills as a physical therapist to help him compete as a triathlete. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
All right, now everyone's, people that love bikes, running, swimming, I've got a guest up with us today who knows all about that, but applies his skills as a physical therapist to help him to be a better triathlete, as well as share his experience and his knowledge with other competitors. So Chris Johnson, physical therapist, owner of Chris Johnson PT, welcome to PT Talker today.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
All right, Chris. Now, you are you're the owner of your own private practice there in the Flatiron District of New York City. So you have lots going on in your life, but you have a very interesting story in that you're a pretty serious competitor. I know you've just recently completed a couple of Ironman competitions. You're ranked. Tell us a little bit about how you got started kind of linking your PT skills along with your desire to compete as a triathlete.
Sure. So the story starts back when I was literally an adolescent athlete. And I was playing every sport in the book, and believe it or not, I actually started pitching in baseball and ran into a lot of shoulder and elbow injuries. I was probably throwing a little bit faster than my body was really able to withstand at that point. So, you know, what did I do? I ended up going into the second worst sport in tennis. So.
Yeah.
Over the course of my adolescence, you know, and even through high school and college, I was just getting riddled with injury. And fortunately, I had gotten connected with a physical therapist by the name of Steve Hoffman, who's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he really started to help me get my body organized from a young age. And I was able to complete playing tennis throughout college. You know, I ended up undergoing 5 surgeries, though, and I had 14 other injuries, not all stemming from tennis, but, you know, I got to a point where my body had just broken down. The last injury that I sustained was an avulsion fracture off the inferior pole of my patella, and it was a 3-year recovery, and I was told that I would never be able to get back to running, that I'd probably need a knee replacement by the time I was in my mid-30s, and I just wasn't willing to accept that. And that's sort of what started me on my journey, and that's when I elected to go to physical therapy school.
Great. So, yeah, and you've actually, you didn't just go to physical therapy school. You've gone further with some of the people you've been connected with through your career.
Yeah, and I managed to just really luck out. So I was at University of Delaware, which has one of the top programs in the country. And, you know, one day I, you know, still remember knocking on Lynn Snyder Mackler's door and saying I wanted to get involved with research.
Yeah.
And things just fell in place from there. So. I spent a lot of time in her and Dr. Binder McLeod's lab when I was in undergrad and stayed there for my physical therapy training. And during that time, I did probably about around 3,000 to 5,000 hours with Dr. Michael J. Axe, who is very involved in the research as well as the orthopedic community. And he's an adjunct faculty member at University of Delaware as well. So I was spoiled in that regard. And then I came up to New York City thereafter and took a job at the Nicklaus Institute of Sports Medicine, and just continued to grow as a therapist during that time.
Yeah, of course, there you got to work with Tim Tyler, a friend of the show, PT Talker. So and obviously you've had just some great experience, but were you working out and continuing to compete during that entire time?
Well, I wasn't even involved with triathlon until about 4 years ago. So, you know, I slowly started getting involved with road cycling after that last knee injury that I mentioned. And, you know, sure enough, I started increasing my volume. My legs started getting stronger. And then I started initiating running. You know, and again, I started at a, you know, running 1 to 2 miles a day and then slowly started ramping that up. And, you know, next thing I knew, I felt really strong. And, you know, I swam when I was younger. So I started thinking, hey, maybe I'll give it a go and try one of these triathlon races. And here I am, you know, about 4 or 5 years after the fact, and have just gotten immersed in the community. So it's been great.
Yeah. Now, you're doing some things that are pretty unique. You've got some experience working with a group that is trying to bring the triathlon industry to the Latino community. You've got a blog where you help people understand what's going on, maybe helping them to understand movement of their body. Tell us about some of those things you're involved in.
So I originally got started with TriLatino, which is a nonprofit group based in New York City here, and they've really grown their organization. I think they have over 150 plus members now. And essentially, you know, the sport of triathlon is not cheap. Anyone who's involved in the sport knows that. By the time you get a bike, a pool membership, you know, you have to have the latest gear. It really adds up, and it's just not a reality for people to get involved in the sport because of the high barrier to entry. So they try to basically access or harness the resources to help some folks who may not otherwise be able to get involved in the sport, you know, get involved. So I worked with them for a couple of years, and it was great. And, you know, I've since gotten so swamped that, you know, I haven't been able to work with them recently. But I've been trying to really focus on getting good quality information out on my website through my blog. So whether it's through video, evidence-based articles, things of the like, you know, because I feel like that's one of the, you know, the challenges. There's a lot of information as well as misinformation out there, and ultimately it ends up in people dealing with recurrent injury, and they really can't enjoy the sport to the point they otherwise could.
Right. So they would find the blog at, what's the address?
If you just go to chrisjohnsonpt.com, you'll see it under Critter's Corner, which I mentioned is a nickname I haven't been able to part with. So and there's probably over 150, 200 posts there, and my YouTube channel has a bunch of great information as well.
Okay. Now, Chris, you're somewhat famous in the triathlon community, and you're a physical therapist, which is good for everyone that you're doing well. How do you think being a PT has helped you to compete better?
The thing that I think is often overlooked is, you know, most people that are walking around have risk factors. And most folks aren't aware of these risk factors, and then they jump into training, and then it's only a matter of how many hours of exposure they have to a certain activity before they get hit with an injury. And we know that through some of the research that, you know, with cycling, neck and low back pain is very common. With swimming, shoulder and low back. And with running, you know, knee, leg, foot and ankle, as well as hip. So a lot of times people say, oh, triathlon's great because, you know, while you're resting one body part or region that, you know, you can focus on another. And if you really look at the research, it's a triple threat for injury. So that's something that people have to respect. And, you know, obviously there are going to be certain risk factors that if you don't screen for those, that they're going to end up coming back to haunt you in hindsight. And you better hope that you land yourself in the hands of someone who has an expertise working with endurance athletes, because we really don't get any formal training in physical therapy school. I mean, I went to one of the top programs at University of Delaware, and Irene McClay Davis was there, but we never really were taught how to approach an injured runner. And now you have a lot of misinformation. You know, it's being fueled by shoe manufacturers and, you know, other people who are just putting out information that's really creating a strike against athletes.
Yeah, so do you feel like your the knowledge that you have helps you to treat runners better?
Absolutely. But it's something that, you know, I've been running my whole life, and, you know, I was able to run a 4:52 mile when I was 12 years old. And I will say this, I knew nothing about how to treat runners until about 4 to 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now the patterns are very obvious. You know, people get hit with injuries in very predictable ways. And from the second someone walks into my facility, I know exactly where I'm going with that person, and I just use my evaluation to confirm or disprove what I'm thinking. But where I see a lot of things go wrong is, you know, running is obviously one of the sports that, you know, people seem to be riddled with injury or get hit with injury. And I'm amazed because the folks that come to see me after they've been to other professionals, healthcare professionals or even fitness professionals, no one's actually taken the time to watch them run. And you may not necessarily be able to even watch them right off the bat if they have an acute injury, because you're only going to make it worse. But when you get them to a point where they're able to tolerate gliding or, you know, running between 5 to 7 miles per hour, you need to get them on a treadmill. And not only that, you need to collect a multi-angle analysis. So people are always amazed by the time they leave. They're like, wow, I never thought this is what the consultation was going to entail.
Yeah.
And then I provide them with that information, you know, because I want them to see this and to study it, because we have to retrain those movements, and that is not easy, especially, you know, the older someone gets.
Yeah, yeah. So is business good for you right now in the private practice market?
It's fantastic. I'm very lucky. But, you know, I invest in my patients. You know, I work one-on-one. So when people are here, you know, they're with me every second of the visit.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I don't bring people in three times a week. You know, I think that's unnecessary. You know, if you have a very focused session, you know, I see people once, maybe twice a week if they're post-surgical. But my goal is to empower people. And I tell my patients, I say, look, I want to be honest and say, my goal is to put myself out of business by teaching you everything I know. All right, but I'm always here for you if you need to come back.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I have a niche practice, and, you know, I guess I've managed to get some good results, and I think that's largely a function of having very determined patients.
Good for you. Good for you. And so what are some of the next races you have coming up?
I just finished my last race of the season, so that was a Poconos Half Ironman this past weekend. So I'm going to consider doing the Philly Marathon, but, you know, I've had a long season. I did my first Ironman back in May, and you know, basically was racing every month, and got married in early August. So, you know, it's a lot to juggle between running your own practice, you know, coordinating a wedding, training for these long course events where sometimes you're ramping up, you know, to, you know, 15, 20, 25 hours during a week. So,
right,
you know,
right.
I run myself minute to minute.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us today, Chris. I wish you all the best.
Okay, I appreciate the time, and I also just wanted to give you Joe Brent's a special shout out. I was listening to his podcast before I actually am, you know, on this call with you, and I really enjoyed that interview.
Yeah, great guy, man. Great pod. We got a lot of really good feedback from his podcast. So thanks. I hope he hears your podcast. You'll have to pass it on to him.
Absolutely. We're both from Pittsburgh, so yeah, I'm sure it'll happen.
Perfect. And speaking of that, it is absolutely free to subscribe to PT Talker, where you will receive a notice each and every week when we bring on a new expert, just like Chris Johnson that you've been listening to. And want to remind you, previous episodes are available on iTunes, and we hope that this information is something you found helpful, if not something you can use in helping someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for listening.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.